You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, right on State Street. Gavin Butenoff also holding things down at Radio Park in Racine. As always, you can join us by calling or texting. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We had hoped to be joined by Jim Santel after the 9:30 news. He is actually a working lawyer.
Yes, he has a job.
He has lawyer things.
He needs to be lawyerly.
He's being lawyerly today, mm-hmm. so Jim's not going to be able to join us. He had a conflict with a court case. Not a problem. He will be back with us next week at this same time. And we're still going to talk about the ongoing mess about Ghislaine Maxwell.
We actually had to look up how to pronounce her name.
There are like 15 different ways to pronounce her name.
I pronounce it as convict, but that's me.
That's just one way to call her. Yeah, but we are going to talk about that coming up after the 9:30 news. In hour number two, I think this is kind of important. In hour number two, right after the 10 o'clock news, we want to talk a little bit about Medicaid fraud.
You know, all of those people all over the country who are stealing so much money.
Sucking off the government.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah. We found some Medicaid fraud. Not necessarily where you would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's exactly where I thought it would be, but it's not where, let's say, proponents of cutting Medicaid would say it is.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. So we'll kick that around after 10 o'clock. Mike Clemens, a Civic Media incredible sports reporter and our colleague and friend. I've known Michael for decades. He's going to join us after 10:30 for a little sports update. He's at the Brewers training camp this week.
Packers training camp. He's at Packers training camp, and we'll be talking about the Brewers, the Packers getting ready for the new season. Oh my gosh, it's like next month, I think.
Isn't that crazy?
Preseason starts, but the Brewers are still red hot. They did have a loss this week. The 11-game streak was broken, but they came back in great fashion last night to trounce the Seattle Mariners and show them who's boss.
Michael will be here after the 10:30 news, and we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the underwear edition. So if you can stick around for that, that's coming up at the very end of the show, around 10:51-ish or so. Wanted to start off with this, though. We have been talking about this in bits and pieces, but I think this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. Paige Gross has the byline. Trump's AI action plan removes red tape for AI developers and data centers and then will punish states that act alone. AI is here.
Yes.
It's not going anywhere.
No.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But not having any regulations and just letting it be the wild, wild west with this, I find that very concerning.
No, I absolutely. I think that this is the pushing back on any regulations whatsoever says really, it makes me feel very, very uncomfortable.
And vulnerable.
And also the fact that this is a matter, again, of states' rights is really good for them for some things, but when it comes to other things, well, nope, you can't. States can't do it alone.
No.
This is a federal thing. No, it's if Wisconsin wants to regulate it and Illinois doesn't, then they should be able to. But honestly, the federal government should be regulating AI, or at the very least, looking at AI as still a very young technology
with all kinds of problems.
And talking to experts about the future to say, all right, here's where we start. Here's where it can go. What can we do to make sure that people are safe, both their data and just their livelihood? Because, I mean, Rachel Maddow had to do an entire segment on her show to talk about these AI pictures of her saving people in a flood in Texas. Like, there were people who had, they're like, she saved her baby. She's like, I don't have a baby. I don't live in Texas. I don't have a home in Texas. I love Texas.
But I'm not there.
Those pictures aren't real. So, I mean, just at this point, and what I feel like it's still the infancy, if it can do that much and lead people to believe such a thing,
yes,
then we need to be careful and look at where AI is going and how we can set up certain protections. And this thing of, well, the states can't do it alone. Well, cool. Another constitutional amendment. Just scratch it off. Yeah. There you go.
Don't need that one anymore.
We're just going to have the Second Amendment, and then the Third Amendment will just be a repeat of the Second Amendment. That's all we need. We just need the Second Amendment.
The Trump administration says that to accelerate AI in the U.S., it needs to remove red tape around onerous AI regulations. The plan recommends that the Office of Science and Technology Policy inquire with businesses and the public about federal regulations hindering AI innovation, also suggesting the federal government end funding to states who continue with burdensome AI regulations. And again, going back to states, all states' rights. It's all about states' rights. Not this time, though, because we want this. The feds want this.
Also, I think it's almost laughable that this country still has an Office of Science and Technology Policy. They don't like either of those things.
That's very true.
That's very true. What was I in an unrelated? It speaks to the same idea that, you know, a few years ago, the NCAA set up NIL deals for students. Finally, they can make money off of it. And now he wants to throw regulation at that as well. So, like, to me, this notion of, to me, I've always thought Republicans hate regulation whatsoever.
Yes.
So now this thing of like, well, we need to regulate the non-regulation. So if you want to, if you're a state, Wisconsin, you can't touch AI. And that was supposed to be in the big bill for billionaires, that AI, that amendment about AI, that no state could, no regulation period
at
could
all.
Happen for a decade.
Right.
And then what happens in a decade's time? Someone comes forward and says, well, now we can do it. We can't do that. AI is too important.
And will by that time be part of so many systems.
Yep.
How are you gonna extricate yourself from that?
Well, what they're gonna do is they're gonna say the narrative will always be, well, just let the companies regulate themselves. They know what Jane, they're the experts.
Right.
They're the ones in charge of AI. I don't know. I just work for the Office of Science and Technology Policy. What do I know about AI? Let these multi-billion dollar behemoth companies with stockholders and who have wormed their way into our contract system as far as the government, they're gonna take care of themselves. I trust them.
To do what's best.
They do what's best for you and for me. And oh, by the way, my identity was just stolen. Sorry, you know, it's just, that's, and people buy that. People will be like, yeah, I trust them. Why?
The plan also says that free speech should be prioritized in AI, saying models must be trained so that, quote, truth rather than social engineering agendas, unquote, are the focus. The plan recommends that there be some revisions to completely cut out references to misinformation, DEI, and climate change. These are all things that make Republicans uncomfortable. So instead of we're just going to disappear those things. And that's going to take care of the problem.
I was going to say something to the effect, as a joke, they're going to try to eliminate the word woke. But no, they didn't. They took the idea and ran with it. And it's not a joke. They want to get rid of DEI in AI, which I don't even, honestly, that sentence makes the squishiness between my ears hurt really bad, because I don't understand what that even means.
Well, again, they want to rewrite history.
Yes.
They're going to remove all references of climate change. That's in Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Very prominent part of Project 2025 is killing off NOAA, privatizing weather, and getting rid of any mention of climate change. Because, again, if we just ignore it, then it will go away.
Well, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Elon Musk has said he wants to rewrite knowledge, and that's just his way of saying rewrite history. I mean, Grok is the perfect example.
Thank you.
Grok is the perfect example of what happens when you take the guardrails off of something like AI. It turned into an ultra right wing. I'm pretty sure
it was a Nazi.
It was saying horrible things as AI trying to speak the truth. I mean, at first it was just contradicting Elon Musk's statements. And then he was like, well, I got to fix this. I got to make this right. And he made it right. Ultra right wing, and that's where Grok is now. He's just that dude at a party you don't want to talk to because he's like, what you don't understand, man, is that they're everywhere, man. Chemtrails, man.
Grok is now the guy at the end of the bar.
Yeah,
you just, no one wants to no sit one next
look,
to.
Don't look to Grok
move
directly.
Slowly away.
Yeah,
from
seriously.
The guy
just
at the
get your
bar.
Drinks and go back to your table. Don't talk to Grok.
Well, and if you think AI is not a problem, this is from NBC News. Helped by AI, man built bombs. He planned to detonate in Manhattan. Michael Gann built 7 homemade bombs with the aid of artificial intelligence, a process he called easier than buying gunpowder.
Yep. I mean, we are just making it very, I mean, this, people can 3D print guns. I mean, the
ghost guns,
There needs to be. Hey, you know what? There's nothing in the Constitution that says we can't regulate AI. So I don't understand why there is this fear of doing it. We can regulate AI. We can absolutely do this.
Of course we can.
We need to do this. Our people are going to be in danger.
Well, and as you mentioned too, the AI video fakes.
Yes.
In some instances, not all, but in some instances are so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's really going to be problematic.
Yes.
Down the road.
Well, and also,
just think about political races and how you can insert your opponent into horrific situations and they can run it and people will buy it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's also become a tool of defense as far as I will use the president as an example. I was watching a clip and a gentleman was asking a MAGA supporter about their thoughts on the Epstein thing, and which we will talk about more in a little bit.
Next hour. Or yeah, after the 9:30 news.
And he showed this MAGA supporter a clip of the president at the time speaking. This is like 10 years ago, but it may have been before he was president, being contradictory to everything that was happening. It was right there on the video, showed it to him, and the guy just looked at me and goes, that's AI. And he walked away. That was it. That is going to be the grand defense when you try to show anybody anything they don't like about what they believe in.
Right.
And I'm only using that example is because what I saw. I am darn sure this can be used by any kind of person. But if you say, well, I have a video here of the president saying X, Y, and Z, it's right there. He said it. Look at that. That's AI. That's fake. You're lying.
Misinformation.
Yeah. So this is a problem. And it's a problem we know like when the internet was young, we were like, the internet's going to be fun. And then all of a sudden after 9/11, it got out of control.
Yeah.
But we know what the dangers can be. And we are purposely doing nothing about it.
Tony on the live stream says Elon being able to adjust what Grok says is very alarming. The change to all the models to be complementary to the users and transfer biases is a big issue. It was so bad. You're right, Tony. It was so bad. Elon apologized on behalf of Grok after he was spewing all this anti-Semitism. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
When we return... AI, we're going to continue this conversation and confirming wrong biases and the danger that brings. There's a particular case with one man. Very interesting. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here in downtown Madison on State Street. We got Sweet Calby back at our home studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow is Friday.
It is. What does that mean,
that
Jane?
That means tomorrow is free ticket Friday.
I'm going to get some free tickets?
No, you cannot win tickets.
I
That's the price you pay.
I am the recipient of a second runner-up award at the WBAs. I thought I'd be treated with a little more respect.
No. Sorry. But you, if you are listening, you can pick up tomorrow a 4-pack of tickets to see our super hot Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes, indeed.
Club level tickets. Tomorrow is Free Ticket Friday. But if you would like to take part, you do need to have the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Bach, if I do not have the app, how would I go about doing that?
Well, actually, currently we're all out of apps. So you really, they're on back order, or as I call them, app order. That's a terrible joke. No, you go to your favorite app store of choice, whether it's the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, or if there's another place, I have no idea. But you go where you get your apps, you search Civic Media, download it. It's just that simple. It's absolutely free.
Yeah.
God, I hate myself. But you put it on your phone. It's great because it's also, you can customize the app as well to where you live, to what you want to listen to. You can create a favorite station.
Yep.
But with regard to the Free Ticket Friday, here's where it comes into play. Is you, when we give you that word, which we will announce it tomorrow's show, and you will go ahead and open up that app and you hit text, and you're going to text the word we give you. It's got to be spelled correctly.
Yes.
And it can only come through the app. You can't text it through your phone, and you can't call it in, you can't email it or anything like that. It has to come through the app. And then we take those entries and we find a winner. And every show, five chances, every show will have their own word. And you're going to just keep it locked here on Civic Media. You can enter in every single time.
Yes.
And there you go. It's simple. You got the app on your phone. And you can take that app anywhere in the world. Like, we've had people text us from New Zealand, Vienna. I think we have one from Italy as well. So it's a great app. Very, very useful.
Yeah.
I have it. I listen to it all the time. But yeah, it's a great thing. So get it on your phone right now.
Well, and the other thing, great thing about the app is, you know, we have a whole bunch of news talk stations across the state.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole bunch of music stations across the state.
Indeed.
I mean, a whole bunch.
Yes.
We've got country music. We've got classics. We've got great oldies on WRJN. So if you ever want to take a break from the news, and we get that,
mm-hmm.
Listen to some of our music stations. They're fantastic. So download the Civic Media app. Is the point, as Greg always says, it is absolutely free.
And I want to give a shout out too to Mr. Dom Lee in Madison, who is working with Calvin and Racine to control the boards and use their knowledge to make us be heard. So thank you, Dom.
Yes, thank you, Dom. Appreciate that. We were talking about AI, and the Trump administration wants to get rid of pretty much all regulations when it comes to AI. What could possibly go wrong? I found this story, and this is one that's been burbling around in the background that I've been meaning to hit on for a while. But he had delusions. This man was suffering from delusions.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went into ChatGPT, and it made it worse.
Yeah.
And pushed him into a manic episode.
Mm.
Because from the examples that I have seen, ChatGPT will reinforce everything you say, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? It's not saying, no, you're wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing little green men.
Yeah.
There could be little green men. Maybe you are seeing them. So he actually got pushed into a manic episode because of his interaction with ChatGPT, which is AI. And he has admitted that this is what pushed him over the cliff.
I guess I go back to the notion of, like, why is the regulation on this so bad? I mean, I guess if I'm ChatGPT or any, I don't use AI. I really don't. I would say it's a part of our lives. And Google, the only time I really ever use it is when you Google a question, it'll come up with an AI answer immediately. But then I almost always check the sources because I want to make sure that's correct. I should say I always check the sources, almost always, but like I check the sources like you do on Wikipedia. You check the references.
Right, right.
But I feel like it's in these companies' best interest to want to regulate or want to put on safeguards, because does it make their product any less valuable if they do that? If ChatGPT, I'm just going to use them as the example because they're right there. If they say, we are going to do safety enhancements and we're going to put up safeguards that will allow us to monitor certain things. And, you know, they can access this stuff all the time and they can build these systems and processes. Will that send their stock price plummeting if they do that? And if so, why? I'm actually asking this as a question because I don't know enough about these companies to know it. But it seems like it does more good and adds more value to you as a corporation to say, we have this technology and we're going to make sure it's safe versus just good luck.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, good luck, navigate it, and don't believe everything you see, because it's not all true. You're right. It would be a great PR move.
Yes.
For an AI company to say, yes, we want to continue to develop. We want to continue to, you know, use these systems, but we are going to be conscientious about making sure that you are getting accurate information. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great for companies. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Tony clarifies on the live stream too. We were talking about this gentleman who was having delusions and got on ChatGPT to the point where it pushed him into a manic episode. Tony says, at first, ChatGPT will tell you that whatever it is not likely, but if you push it, it will cave in and say, yep, you must be right.
What's
wrong? Careful.
What's wrong with guardrails? Why?
Be careful when you deal with AI. Just saying.
Are guardrails woke? There's the question.
When we return, Mike Johnson shut down the house to avoid Jeffrey Epstein, who is still dead. All the details coming up. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have our resident young person, Calvin, back at Radio Park in Racine, handling the board. And also Dom is here in Madison, so doing double board duty today.
Yeah.
We got lots of help. Thank you, everybody, for giving us a hand as we are on the road. We had a little meeting yesterday.
Yeah. Got to see people.
We don't normally get to see all live.
Yeah, exactly. As Maggie Dawn put it, 3D people in 3D. It's like, I didn't even require glasses. That's a very old reference, but yes.
And tomorrow, what happened during yesterday's meeting, actually after the meeting, I should say, is going to be the audio sorbet for tomorrow.
Okay.
I couldn't find my car in the parking lot. I walked around for 40 minutes yesterday after a meeting. I could not find my car.
Make him. You'll find out more.
More. We'll have more details.
More details
tomorrow. But I posit that I am not the only person who has not been able to find, don't look at me like that, who hasn't been able to find their car in a parking lot. So we'll talk about it tomorrow on Audio Sorbet. But if you would like to reassure me that I'm not insane, I'd appreciate it if you join us tomorrow at 10:35.
You know what I'll do is I'll start getting on AI right now, ChatGPT, and just saying, is Jane crazy for not being? And by the time tomorrow comes, the AI will be like, not only is she not crazy, but many people have not been able to find their car in garages.
See, and that, in that case, I completely agree with AI.
That is my AI voice.
Like it. I like it. That's all coming up tomorrow. But Jim Santel, he makes us lawyer adjacent.
Yes.
Jim Santel is a former U.S. attorney and is still an acting attorney. And normally he joins us at this spot, but he had a case come up this morning, so he wasn't able to make it. But we were going to kick this around with him, and we would like to hear from you, too, as always, at 855-752-4842. The Epstein saga continues, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, in order to avoid bringing any votes up that would require the release of the Epstein files, rather than do that, Mike Johnson shut down the House. So they're all heading home to their home districts now.
Dismiss class early. Don't worry about a quiz today, folks. Just go home. Have a great weekend. Why do I get upset about this? When it seems to be something they get to do whenever they want. They get to change the goal lines.
Change the rules.
Change the rules. End Congress early to get out of being held responsible.
Being held accountable.
Actually, I take that back. Not even held responsible, Jane. I'm sorry. I mean held responsible. Just making a decision. Saying yes or no. We've been seeing this for the past few months regarding the budget. They get these department heads in front of them, and Congress asks them specific questions. Do you believe in X? And they say, I'll have to check on that.
I'll get back to you.
I'm not sure. Or they give some bloviating answer that doesn't mean anything, just to show they didn't do their homework. And this is just another example. People on the right want this.
Oh,
they want that file
released
to the people who deserve it, who have been promised it for years. And what does Mike Johnson do? He's like, just go home.
Do we have a clip from the Speaker of the House?
Yeah, we have a clip from CBS Sunday Morning where Mike Johnson's being asked about the Epstein file. And I don't know. It's one of the weirdest. That's hyperbole. But the way he speaks about the Epstein file and then just sort of says, Calvin, can you play that clip?
Do we? Oh, it's not.
Jane, the Epstein evils. God, I really hate it when they do stuff like that. The Epstein files aren't of my, I don't know anything about it, Jane. It's not my lane. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kick out of work early. I'm going to head back to my home state, and I'm really going to think about it.
Well, every time they say this, I haven't seen the tweet. I haven't seen the comment. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that article. It's like members of Congress must be the worst informed people on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If the vast majority of the public knows about it and Mike Johnson's like, oh, I don't know, la, la, la. Yep. Really?
Yeah, it's not my. You are the third most powerful person in the United States government. You have your own Secret Service detail. You are privy to files that almost nobody can see in a non-military status. You're telling me that you just know nothing about you're telling me that all your time when you had access to these things, you didn't say to someone, no, actually, he didn't, because he thinks this is plausible deniability, but really it just makes him look inept and stupid.
Well, this isn't a good look. And as you said, it's not just Democrats who would like to see this released. It is many, many MAGA who, as you pointed out, they were promised this. Mm-hmm. The Trump administration going in promised that they were going to expose all the people because, again, the assumption being that there's only Democrats on the list.
Yeah.
That seems not to be the case.
Well, and this is where it's going to get real dicey over the next few days. And really, like the next today is going to be very deciding because the DOJ is meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
And what's been so when Pam Bondi, I'll say it again, I don't like her. I don't like her style. I don't like her lies. But I do have a sliver of empathy for when she was handed the piece of paper that just said, make this go away. I don't want that. I wouldn't want that job. But when she made that announcement that said, there's nothing to see here. Good
no
job.
No files. There's no files.
Yeah, there was never files. I don't even know who Jeffrey Epstein was. When she did that, it was pretty overwhelming that people were upset and they were saying, we want this. But what has happened over the past, week and a half, 2 weeks since this happened, the narrative has been changed by politicians, by influencers, by many people who had the ear of the president's audience for a while saying, you know what, I'm over Epstein. We need to move on.
Right.
It's not important.
Right.
That is growing and growing, and kind of like what we were talking about with AI, they're going to rewrite the history where Epstein was actually not as important as we thought. He's not that big of a deal. The Democrats made too big a deal of this, and people who say they were MAGA who aren't MAGA were making too big a deal about this. No, this is and to the gentleman, I don't know his name, who in the CBS morning interview, talking about something we don't really discuss in this matter is the justice. These survivors who have been trafficked, and They deserve justice. Their families deserve justice. And that's what the ultra-right has been talking about for years now. But here we are once again, being able to rewrite the narrative however they see fit. Congress, we don't need to do this. Go home.
Yeah. House Speaker Mike Johnson said Tuesday he's sending his House members back to their districts until September to avoid political games related to this bipartisan effort to get the government to release the files on Epstein. Epstein, of course, a Florida sex offender trafficker who died by suicide in 2019 while he was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. And you mentioned, Greg, that the Department of Justice is meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell this morning. That's what I've seen online so far this morning. And Tim Burchett, who is a Republican from Tennessee, essentially said, if she gives us the things that we like, we'll cut a deal with her.
Yes. Yes. And that is, that's the thing that really makes me sick to my stomach, because it was never about justice. It was never about trying to find the culprit or trying to get to the bottom of the crime. I mean, I'm going to ask a question. What information is she going to give? I know the answer to that one. It was her and Jeffrey Epstein. They were the ones in charge of this. This was not a criminal conspiracy going beyond that, I believe.
Oh, there were a whole bunch of people that helped this happen.
It helped it happen, but they're the top of the list.
Yes.
So she can't give any other names because the other guy's dead. And it's only about people who participated, most likely. This isn't good. They just want her to say Donald Trump was never anywhere near it.
Exactly.
He was never on the island. He was never on the plane. He never went to a party, even though there are pictures saying otherwise.
Repeat numerous pictures.
They just want him to, they want her in a room on record to say Donald Trump had nothing to do with this. And then you get to walk out saying, we told you so. And that is where the current narrative that's being pushed by various people within MAGA who don't want this list out are going to be like, told you. See, she said it.
Ghislaine,
she told us.
Ghislaine said Trump was never involved. It's all good. Nothing to see here. Let's go on with our days.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join our conversation, you can call and or text. Casper here in Madison listening on WAUK says MAGA is not going to let this go. For heaven's sakes, they're still talking about Hillary's emails.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Really quick, I just want to mention something. I said that I couldn't remember his name, so I wanted to look it up because I always want to give credit to the journalists who are doing the reporting. Major Garrett was the one in that interview with House Speaker Mike Johnson asking very simple questions about what are we going to do about this? The justice for those who have been involved, and why do you not know anything about this? Well, I don't know anything about this file. Well, you just said in the previous sentence, we need to do something about this, but now you know nothing about it. What's going on?
Well, it's called runaway.
Yeah.
It's called runaway.
Literally, they're running away from the Capitol so they don't have to deal with this. I mean, this is childish.
Well,
actually, I take that back.
It's politics.
Children are more responsible than this.
Well, and what's interesting now, there is a bipartisan effort. Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky has joined California Democrat Representative Ro Khanna, spearheading an effort to force a vote on releasing what are commonly referred to as the Epstein files. This move, called a discharge petition, could be ready for the floor in September if Massie and Khanna can get enough signatures from a majority of members. And as Casper said, too, this isn't going away. And I think them trying to divert and send everybody home, hoping this will die, that's just feeding the flames.
And well,
it's not a good look.
It's not. But that is where it is up to us in the media, up to the people who want answers on both sides of the aisle to never let up, never let the narrative be so rewritten that you believe them, because this is what we've wanted. This is what we are owed, and it can't go away. It can't. And I don't care who is on that list, period.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. If you're on that list, justice should be coming. We're going to continue this. Stay close. 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have the board, Lord Calvin, back at Radio Park in Racine, and Dom is here as well in Madison helping us pull this off today. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, right about an hour from now, we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the underwear edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. That's coming up again about an hour from now, 10:52-ish or so. We were talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, the Epstein files, all of that going on. She is meeting with a Department of Justice attorney this morning. I don't know who else is going to be there to witness this.
I mean, I imagine it's either just going to be the two of them, or it's going to be a group of individuals who know. I know I sound very conspiracy theory right now, but at this point, I'm being led to a place where I will accept nothing as the truth unless she says, yeah, he was on the plane, he was at the parties, and let me tell you, there are way more. Strap in and hit record, but that's not what's going to happen.
Well, no, it's not what's going to happen. And Lori from Hayward texted in, and she's got a really good point. Jane, why they may get Ms. Maxwell to testify, they can't be guaranteed she's going to tell the truth. She told lies during her trial. She was reprimanded for that. So basically, like Trump, you can't believe a word she says. You're not wrong. Either she's going to... I think they're going to come in and say, sign this, say you never saw Trump. Trump never met Epstein, even though there's tons of pictures of them and videotapes and all those things. Just do that, and then you're good to go, and we'll cut 15 years off your sentence.
Which then leads me to the question of if they ever try to release the Epstein files, they're going to have to go in and change them. They're going to have to alter them, which is, I believe, a crime. But this, there is no version of this I will believe unless she comes out and says, yeah, I'm going to tell you all the names, and it includes your boss. That's not what's going to happen.
No, it's not.
I don't think she's going to settle for time off either. I think she's going to be like, I walk out of here today. You give me the stuff I came in here with, and I'm going home today. And I will tell you exactly what you want, because it's exactly what you need. And you tell the people whatever they need to hear. I don't care.
Yeah.
I still have property in South Florida, most likely, and I'll live my life. And you make it go away. This isn't my problem.
It will be interesting. I mean, Representative Tim Burchett, again, a Republican from Tennessee, has suggesting that Republicans would push for a lighter sentence for Maxwell if they agree with her upcoming testimony.
Of course.
Right, so that's not just saying, tell us what we want, and then we'll get you out.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yes, exactly.
And what I have read just in the last couple of days for the survivors of Epstein, they want Maxwell to stay where she is. They see her as just as culpable in this as Jeffrey Epstein was.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
She was the procurer. And there is something especially egregious about a woman who will do that to other women. Tragically, I think women aren't surprised when men exploit them. I think sometimes it's a surprise when you find out that other women will exploit you too.
And the thing is unless she's going to give up names on the list, there's no one else to give up as far as the organization is. Like, they are the two high, they were the two highest people there. That was it. Like, it was those two. And then everybody fell under them and did their thing and whatever. I'm going to go back to what I said before, is that we need to stay as a people, as the media, as the electorate, right and left. If you are a MAGA Republican who voted for Donald Trump because you wanted the Epstein files to be released, don't give up that fight. There are people who you vehemently disagree with who have your back on this. They want justice too. They want to know the names. And I will say it forever. If there is someone on that file that I enjoy, that I buy their records or I watch their movies and they're on that list, let justice find them.
Yes.
I will never excuse any of them. All of them are culpable if they're on that list. And this is a moment where we can be united in trying to find justice for all of these survivors.
And there are lots of them.
There are
many, many, yes. many survivors. And probably thousands more that we'll never know
yes.
about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Women who are just never going to come forward. Bruce from Green Bay, listening on WGBW, texting in, Maxwell is the perpetrator that we need to testify to Congress on Epstein's crimes and have the victims testify. Not a partisan negotiated pardon
mm-hmm.
that is favorable
Agreed.
To Epstein.
Yep.
Absolutely.
This needs to be on.
And I think there are some survivors who would be more than willing to do that. Not all of them want to come and relive this horrific experience.
Yeah.
But I think there are enough of them who would do that instead of some closed door meeting between the Department of Justice and Maxwell, what could possibly go wrong?
I think she should pull, honestly, I know this would never go over, this would never happen, but do what Hunter Biden did. He said, I'll meet with you, but we're going to public.
Yes.
You're not closing the doors.
Right.
We're going to talk to the people of America. Yes, if she wants to get in front and testify in front of Congress, I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, but that will never happen.
News is coming up next, and then we hear so much about Medicaid fraud. You know what? We found some.
You did?
Yes.
We did it, everybody. Doge works.
It's not necessarily where you would expect.
Oh,
all
yeah.
the details are coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.